אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
My name is Yoni Strimber, and I work in a fabulous place called Boys Town, Jerusalem. It's right near Yad Vashem. I'm the International Development Executive, and my job is to work with all of our offices overseas that help our boys get a better future.
What is your background?
So I was born and raised in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, which is right outside Philadelphia, about 2 hours south drive of New York. Grew up in a conservadox kind of a house, if that's a word here in Australia. And at a very young age, my parents got divorced. And when I was in the ninth grade, which is about 14, I went to a school in Baltimore, which is actually very similar to Boys Town, Jerusalem. So it helps me to identify with what we do at the school. Went to Israel in 1994 as a gap year from between high school and college, and fell in love with the country and never left. I mean, I've left obviously for work, but I've lived there, met my wife there from Brooklyn.
And you met her in Israel?
I met her in Israel. after I got married, I served in the army soon thereafter for a couple of years, and then got my bachelor's and my master's in Israel.
Yeah. That's fantastic. We are talking to Yoni Strimber from Boys Town, Jerusalem, a special high school. We'll find out about that high school in Jerusalem. Yoni, tell us about Boys Town, Jerusalem, about this special project.
So Boys Town, Jerusalem was founded in 1948, really with the refugees washing upon the shores of Israel. And Rabbi Alexander Lynchner, who's an American, no longer with us, but he was educated in Columbia University in education. And he saw all of these poor children running around in the transit camps in Israel, and he didn't want them to be a burden on society. He opened up a school outside of Mount Zion near the Kotel, and basically to become a vocational school to teach the boys a trade. So in the beginning, it was printing and plastics and mechanics and carpentry. And in the mid-80s, with the Startup Nation, we became all technological. So now we have computer sciences and networking, robotics, 3D printing.
Amazing. How many children do you have?
So we have under 1,000 children. I always say 1,000 boys, 1,000 stories. And they really are from age 12 to 22.
You said 1,000 stories. What background are we talking about?
So the vast majority of boys, they're good boys, but they come from low socioeconomic backgrounds. They either have divorced parents with no parents, a lot of immigrant children from the former Soviet Union, from Ethiopia, France even.
That's interesting. So you're giving them a chance. Yoni, does the school provide also a dormitory for kids that got no home to go to, or the home environment is not so nurturing?
So that's what makes Boys Town Jerusalem very special. After the age of 14, every boy has a bed in the school. So even if, let's say, he does have a home to go to, but if there's issues at home, we want him to know that he has a place that he could just fall back on and sleep on campus. Also, if let's say it's testing season around the Bagrut, or what they called here the HSC, and going home would not be a positive environment for him, he can just come and sleep at the dormitory on campus and eat the 3 meals a day that we have at the school, and it's not a problem.
And who is financing the school?
So about half of our budget, which is $14 million Australian dollars, about half the budget is covered by the Ministry of Education and other government ministries, like the Defense Ministry and Youth Aliyah even. And the other half is what we have to raise overseas.
We are talking to Yoni Strimber from Boys Town, Jerusalem, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Yoni, what happens to the boys when they graduate or after they graduate from the school?
So we have over 7,000 graduates since 1948, and the vast majority go to the Army. Over 90% will end up going to the Army. Many of them will go into the technical field because that's what they learned on campus. After that, they'll either stay on as career officers or they'll go on to the university studies.
They never become a burden on society.
I can't tell you that nobody does, but that's actually that what we try to do is make sure that they do not become a burden on society. That's what we're here for.
You give them skills, and that's really good. And you said that most of them go to the army.
Yeah, over 90%. Yes.
Any success stories?
We have many success stories at the school. Most recently, I would say Major General Yoav Poli Mordechai, who was in charge of the commander for coordinating things between the West Bank and the territories in general. Is one of our graduates.
Oh, wow.
Yes. The head of the desalinization plant in Ashkelon, which until recently was the largest desalinization plant in the Middle East. The CEO of that is one of our graduates, Shai Drazen. We have boys in Microsoft, HP, Intel, all over the place.
So this is amazing. You're really giving an opportunity for children with potential that otherwise would have been lost in society. This is incredible project. And if people want to find you, if they want to support or find more about you, how can they find you?
So we have an Australian Friends website because we have a proper charity here in Australia. And that would be www.btj.org.au.
Israeli website?
So the Israeli website is used primarily for a registration, but to learn about us, it would be kiryat-noar.org.
Right. So Boys Town Jerusalem is Kiryat Noar Yerushalayim.
Correct.
That's good. Yoni, is there any cooperation with the army?
Right. So actually, we have on campus our own College of Applied Engineering, where boys can get accepted by the IDF and then again from Boys Town Jerusalem. We have about 150 boys in that program, and they can learn there for either for the ammunitions division or for the Air Force. And a lot of our boys go on to operate things such as the Iron Dome, that they'll learn the technology in our school and then go straight into the Army and then operate the Iron Dome right away.
That's amazing. Yoni Strimba from Boys Town Jerusalem, Kiryat Noar Yerushalayim. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.